Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. Today's topic is Making Miracles Happen 2. Our text today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 8 through 14. And it was so, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Verse 10. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, Behold, I fought, he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them, and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near, and spake unto him, and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, Wash, and be clean? Verse 14. Then went he down, and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the men of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 14. Then went he down, and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the men of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. David Ingalls wrote in one of his songs that Jesus did miracles to meet human need, that men might believe, and almost always used common men who held in their hands common things. It's in your hands you hold a miracle. Though not much to you, turn it to him, and he'll take what you give to him, and make it what you want to be. A miracle, it's in your hands. You're the one to set in motion miracle that you desire. Naaman, in our text, had leprosy, and was directed to Prophet Elisha for healing. Naaman was first suspicious and annoyed by the seemingly simple remedy, but after following the prophet's directions, he was miraculously cleansed of his leprosy. God requires simple obedience and humility from us. Answers to our difficulties might occasionally come from unexpected places. Keep an open mind and confidence in God's capacity to act in our lives, even if his solutions appear simple. Never underestimate the power of faith or God's ability to act in our lives and in unexpected ways. Quote for the day: God requires simple obedience. The challenge for today is: you are the one who must initiate the desired miracle. Prayer. Dear God, work a miracle in my life today. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.